Hey, friend! Welcome to Perspectives into Practice, a place where life's stories meet practical wisdom. Together, we'll explore how faith-filled perspectives can transform the way we live, love, and grow. So grab a seat, settle in, and join us on this journey to turn inspiration into action. Let's dive in. Hey, friend. Welcome back to Perspectives into Practice. Today's conversation is one that might stretch you a little, but in the best way, because we're talking about what it looks like to trust God when He says move, and He doesn't give you all the details, not the full plan, not the timeline, just the next steps. And if you've ever felt like God was asking you to do something that didn't quite make sense to the people around you, or maybe even didn't make full sense to you, you are not alone. I'm sitting down with my friend Sharika, and her story is such a powerful picture of what it means to walk in obedience, even when it feels uncomfortable, even when it feels lonely, and even when it requires a deep level of surrender than we expected. Welcome, Sharika. I am so glad that you're here.
Thank you for the invite. I'm excited to be here to have this conversation with my new friend, and already excited for what is to come.
Oh, God is going to do some amazing things. Just he already has. He is always working on it. And I am expectant for him to show up and show out today. But before we dive into that, y'all know I love a good fun fact, and yours is so relatable. You say that you love everything and then nothing at the same time, which is really hard for people to shop for you. So I have a tricky question for you. What is something that you've loved recently that you probably have already moved on from?
Oh, okay. So something that I love always, but want in seasons, which is Twizzlers.
Mm. Oh, it's a seasonal candy?
But I love sweets, first of all. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. And so love Twizzlers. And I'm like, ooh, Twizzlers gotta have them. And then I'll get gifts, or I'll get a basket, or I'll something to come, and it's Twizzlers. And I'm like, I don't want it right now. But you know what? Something that I love that people always tend to get me and I never use are candles.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I love them.
You can't.
And people will buy them, and they smell so good.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't use them.
Yeah, I have an attention problem. And so if I start a candle, I will forget said candle. And then it's a problem. So then I just never start it because I'm afraid I'll forget it. And then, So thank you, friends, and your loving thoughtfulness for the gift of candles. But maybe buy it for you to think of me at your house, because I don't want to burn mine down because my brain forgets.
can I tell you something real quick about that forgetting?
Of course.
Thing?
Yeah.
I don't know why, but for whatever reason, almost every single time I boil eggs, I don't care if I set a timer, it doesn't matter. I forget. Next thing you know, somebody's like, who's boiling eggs? All the water is on the side of the... So, but my sister told me that you can put them in the air fryer, the one with the basket. And so now that's the only way that I will boil an egg, because I always, always forget. And one time I even forgot and left home. And I left my keys next to the stove to make sure I didn't forget. And I went to the stove and picked up my keys and I left. And still didn't turn the eggs off.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God everything was okay. I came into the house as soon as the eggs exploded. But anyway.
Oh my goodness. Thank God for an Instapot that, man, literally saves lives. Oh my goodness. I love that so much. I love it so much. And I love that God is continually allowing us to grow, continuing to shape us and be there with us as we make these little mistakes, but then helps us to continue. And even in, you know, eggs, or knowing that, hey, we don't love candles. I love that you thought about me, or, you know, the Twizzler. I love that you know that about yourself, because there's a lot of people that go on and they just don't, they just don't. Yeah. And so I'm excited to talk about growth and what that has looked like in your season. So you said that you're in a season where God has asked you to move, both literally and figuratively. So what has that looked like for you?
Oh gosh. So, and it's such a recurring message, and not only move and growth, because it's not a word, move and growth, but also everybody can't come. So I'm constantly reminded of the Israelites in the wilderness having to trust God daily for their manna. And it's not knowing what each day looks like, but knowing each day that, Lord, I'm going to surrender today to you. And however you have me to move, whatever you place before me, because what I've had to come to realize is, when God says he's going to do something, yes, Sharika, he's going to do it. But 9.5 times out of 10, it's not going to be the way that you think. And so you have to stop saying that God isn't doing the things he said, because it doesn't look like what you expected, but he is doing it. And my walk and, you know, where I am right now, I always tell people coming into this space, I said, I was fasting and I was like, Lord, I'm excited because I know this time of fasting is going to be to direct me to my next corporate role, to give me more time with my family, you know, income, stress relief, all of these things. And he did give me all of that in entrepreneurship. And I was like, but, and it wasn't until I was telling somebody else the story. I mean, and this was within the last year, and this happened, I left corporate 4 years ago. Within the last year, I was telling somebody, and I was, you know, telling them about how I was fasting and I thought God was going to do. And then as I was saying it, it was like the Holy Spirit was speaking and said, and I did that, and I did that, and I gave you that. And I was like, crap, I did get all of those things. But I was telling him it needed to look like this amazing organization, while he was like, if you would just calm down, let me be God. And so even right now in this moment, it's with the ideas that he's giving me and different strategies that he's given me of things he wants me to do. And it's like, all right, God, I just need you to, and now it's for me, it's give me that first step. What do I need to do? Okay. Give me the next one, and really taking it that, being that particular and that small, because I'm like, oh, he told me this, and take and run with it. And then I'm like, hey, what happened? You left
That's
me.
That's what literally what I'm going through right now. So I'm thankful that I'm not alone on this little island of mine, that someone else is dealing with this too, because, you know, he will give you the desires of your heart in line with his will. And it doesn't always look like what we want. And I'm sure when the Israelites prayed for provision, they didn't say, Lord, send me dry pieces of bread and honey. Like, they were like, girl, Lord, give me steak and vegetables,
right?
It's not that he didn't provide for them. He gave them exactly what they needed to sustain them. It just didn't look like what they had hoped for. And not always do other people that are watching us go through this even understand what we're doing. Well, if God told you to do that, why don't you just run with it? Because that's not what he told me to do. So for you, what has that been like to follow God and to do what he's leading you with others that are saying, hey, why are you doing it this way? And, you know, they don't understand it.
Very hard. And one of the, what I felt was a very valid question that I had for God is, if you're telling me to do these things, well, can you also tell like those close in my circle so that they don't think, you know, I'm crazy or just making up things and running with it. But it was all, do you trust me? And are you putting me first, or are you putting other people first and not trusting that I'll deal with them?
Yeah.
And so that was a hard one, because it wasn't even, because in this process, and you're, what you said was a great example of that, God has provided, but it has looked nothing like what I thought it would or how I expected. And so it's been so many, and primarily Christians, I feel like it it hurts or hits different or hurts more when it's another Christian.
Yeah.
And that say, well, if I'm sure something we've all heard before, if God brought you to it, you know, if he told you to do it, he'll provide.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not that he's not. It's just not in the way that, you know, it's not the lights, camera, action. And so it's like, oh, well, you're probably not doing, God didn't tell you to do that then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Because they expect it to look a certain way when you say, oh, this is what God's told me to do. And I'm like, you can't put your expectations on what God has told me to do. Stay in your lane and I'll stay in mine.
Right.
And that's hard because obedience, when he asks us to do something, especially when we have no idea what the next step is going to look like, requires a level of trust that we don't even know that we needed, but he allows us to go through that and teach us and trust us. And it's just so beautiful. So you shared with me about hosting an event that, and how everything like literally came together last minute because won't God do it, right? So can you walk us through that experience and what God showed you in that time?
So one of the things that I've felt and even seen for myself since I've been in this entrepreneurial space is speaking. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay. And at first it was me trying to push it and, you know, force it to happen because that's what I saw. But then it was like, okay, calm down. And that's another thing that I've had to learn. Just because he shows you now doesn't mean it's for right now. It could be for a later date and time.
Yes.
Based on your obedience to me and your faithfulness to me. And so once I finally let that go in trying to force something to happen, I happened to meet someone and she does a lot of speaking. And I'm telling her, like, you know, we're having this great conversation and I'm like, I've seen all the different places that you've been speaking and it's so amazing. I've done a lot of things virtually. You know, what do I do to start in person? And she's like, do your own. You want to speak on a stage, then create your own. Mm. And I was like, rude woman of God. I didn't ask, like, that's not what I wanted you to tell me.
I wanted you to lead me to water and make me drink.
Exactly. Exactly. I thought you were going to be like, you know what? Next week I'm having an event and you need to come. You know, that's what I wanted her to say. And I was just like, oh, okay. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
And completely attempted to dismiss the thought. And I was like, well, I guess it's not the time. And let it go. But it didn't go away. She said, stay, like, create your own, create. And then it was like, well, why can't, and I'm like, why, how, what? And then it was like, you know, me and this internal conversation with the Holy Spirit. Well, why can't you do your own? Well, what would I do? Like, why, what, who, all the who, what, why, when, where, all of the things.
Yeah.
And it still just sat there and I was like, all right, Lord. If this is truly what you want me to do, then you have to help me every step of the way. And I have to know that this is you because I have no clue what to do, where to start, what it should be about, who the speakers will be, the locate. Like, I know nothing.
Yeah.
And it was like, God was like, I'm glad you asked. And it was just like within minutes, I was like, oh, location, got it. Right. Like literally not even 5 minutes from my house. Location, got it. Speakers, like all of it just started coming together. The overall theme, all of the things. And I was like, all right, Lord, I guess we're doing this. And so I mentioned it to a couple of friends. One of them, you know, within an hour had sent me like, okay, this is a layout. These are some things you should think about as far as like your timeline goes and preparation.
Yeah.
Another was like, here, I can help with the flyers. And then this, and I was like, oh, wait, okay, everybody's moving. All right.
Yeah.
And he just covered it, but I had to do it exactly his way. So for example, I said, I'm going to go to some of the local shops in the area so that I can give out flyers and really promote this. And every time I got ready to do it, something happened. A friend, and it wouldn't be like, oh, I overslept or my call ran over. Like one of them, my son.
You overcooked your eggs?
Right, exactly. I had to run back home
for the eggs.
But it was like my son had an event at school and I was like, okay, well. And then once like a friend called and she had to take her to the hospital actually. And mm-hmm. like it was big things. And I'm like, yeah. And then I went to go get all the things printed and then they told me the total and I was like, okay, well, I guess that won't be today. And so it was just like it was always, and I'm like, okay, Lord, you don't want me to, how am I supposed to get the people? And there were people who were buying tickets, but it wasn't looking the way I thought it was supposed to look. And the sales weren't moving as fast as I thought they should have been moving. Because now I'm taking on those people that I'm talking about. Lord, if you told me to do this, and I, you know, my site should be going down with people trying to run and grab tickets and, you know, all of this. And it wasn't that at all. But as we get closer to the date, the location, I had gotten it for free. Just
praise God.
Thankful.
Wow.
As we get within about 3 weeks of the date, they came back and said, actually, you're going to have to pay. Well, I don't have any more money left because we're stretching all this thin because we were providing lunch and like, you know, and gift bags and all of these things. And so I was like, okay, you know what? We'll figure it out. And then someone had agreed to sponsor the food. And then they were like, oh, you know what? We got the bill. It's more than we can do right now. We can't sponsor the food. And I was like, okay, that's fine. It'll be okay. That's fine. Mm. And then I teamed up, met with someone who I wanted them, hoping they could contribute to the bags, but then the sales didn't do the way that we needed. And this was one of the main items that I want, but it was also end up being a lot more expensive than I thought it was. And I was like, okay, so I'm not going to be able to do that. Okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we did have the bags. It looked great. We had the food and all the things, but what happened with the location, it came down to the day before and we were having a conversation and it was so crazy because I'd been talking to different people and about, oh yeah, we do this and then we need to go decorate and all this. But in the back of my head, I'm like, they don't even know that these people are trying to take this place away from me. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to speak it because God, I'm just going to let you, I trust that you'll make it all right. Yeah. And me and the person over the location were having a conversation and they said, well, and I told them, I don't have any more, like we initially agreed it wouldn't be, we've spent the money on everything. I don't have anything else. Like, nothing. Because at this point, we still had to, the money that we had left, that I had left, still had to get the food. And so I'm like, I don't have anything left. And they're like, well, I don't know. We wouldn't do this. And we just can't have this for nothing. And all of I was like, well, I need to know now, do I have it or no? Because regardless of what you say, this event is going to take place. And whether it's your space or somewhere else, where that will be, I have no clue, but I know it's going to happen. So just let me know if it's not here so I know what we need to do. Yeah. That's it.
Pivot.
They're like, you know, we'll call you back. And not even maybe 10 minutes later, everything was fine. Mm. You have it, you know, let's come up so we can sign the paperwork, all of this, it all. And I was like, my God. Mm-hmm. And so when things like that happen, I'm like, I have to just remember that it's God saying, do you trust me?
Yeah.
I brought you to it. Do you trust me? And then with the food, the person who was going to sponsor the food, they couldn't do it. And then the caterer helped us come up with, it's just amazing how God works. So the caterer, she and I were talking and I was like, I really don't know what kind of food to have for something like this. I want them to have, you know, feel satiated, but not like, oof. And now they can't pay attention after, you know, after lunch.
They're all ready for a nap.
Exactly. So she helped me come up with a great menu, some great options. We did soup because it was in January and we had soup and it was great. I'm like, okay, the title, I was like, this amount, it's a lot, but it's still a great deal for the number of people because I'm still going with my original number. And so then coming up to it, she said, I just need everything finalized 2 days before. No problem. So about a week before, I said, hey, can you give me, you never sent me an invoice, but also sent, when you send it, where it's gonna, it's just, we're cutting it in half because we didn't get the sales we needed. We didn't get the sales we thought we would. We got exactly what was needed.
Yes.
And so it's half. She sent me the same bill. And I was like, I don't, it's half the people. How is it? No, I take it back. It was about $100 less. I think a little under $100 less. And I was like, for half the people, how does that math work? And it's cheaper food. We're doing soup. Because when we first had the conversation, we were doing like chicken and a side and we're doing soup and we're doing half the people. And I'm like, I can't. And I'm like, I don't know, can you explain this to me? She ghosted me. Didn't respond. And I was like, okay. So while we had the location together, now I'm trying to call places to see, because I'm like, soup is a great idea. And it's low maintenance. Let me see who I can call. Maybe some local soup spots will can donate, like, or something. How can we make this work? Because anybody who I ask to cater at this point is going to be ridiculously, you know, expensive.
Last minute.
Yes. And so I just didn't know. And so then my mom was trying to help me. She's like, because we were like turkey chili and some. She was like, well, I can make the turkey chili. And I was like, well, like, no offense, but I don't want to go. I don't want to go to an event where somebody told me they made the food. Like, nobody knows. Nobody knows you, or you know, like, they don't want to know that this came from somebody else and they don't know you. They don't. So I don't, you know, thank you. I your heart is in the right place, but we're not going to do that. She's like, and you can make the tomato bits. No, I'm not doing that. We're not going to do that. And so we went to Sam's, and Sam's has, we had tomato bisque, we had chicken and wild rice, and we had broccoli and cheddar. And the soup was amazing. Those ladies tore that soup up. And we had bread, and we had baguettes, and we had crackers, and we had an amazing fruit assortment, and all this stuff that we went to in between Sam's and BJ's, and getting all of this stuff up and cleaning it and that's what it was. And everybody, and it just all worked out. We even had coffee, like a coffee bar and pastries and all of that. And it all worked out, but it was all the day before that, the day it was 5 o'clock, 5 PM. I was in the store trying to pull these things together, and we still had to go to finish and decorate. Like, it was, and I was like, all right, Lord.
Wow.
Okay. So I was also fasting during this time. God had been calling me to fast. And I'm like, Lord, okay, I'm going to fast, but can it please not be the Daniel fast?
But
it's expensive. Get the fruits and the veggies, and you have to eat them then. And then everybody wants to eat some. And, and even though they're not doing the fast, and I'm like, can we please not do that one? And so I was listening to someone I listen to on YouTube sometimes. And I was having this conversation with God literally the next day. She's like, all right, God is calling us to a corporate fast. And I was like, all right, I'll be obedient. But remember, I just had one request. And she's like, and no, it's not the Daniel fast. And I'm like, okay, Lord. Mm-hmm. All right. What are we doing?
All right. I see
and
you.
So, exactly. And so she says it was just from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. liquid only. So water only. But after five, you can eat or regularly. And I'm like, okay, I can do this. And it was this was on October 1st for 30 days. So the last day would be October 31st. Got it. I got you, Lord. I thank you for helping my obedience. So about 2 weeks in, I'm feeling the urge. You need to fast longer. And I'm like, but no, we're almost. And I'm like, well, because Thanksgiving is coming up. Christmas is coming. And we have sweet treats. And we eat at noon. And longer. And I'm like, all right, Lord. Okay, I'll take the bait. How long? 40 days, 45. What do you want me to go to? Because in my head, I'm like, whatever it is, I know he's going to tell me before the holidays come up. And Holy Spirit said 100 days. And I was like, I, mm-hmm. I, I definitely know I'm hearing this wrong.
Oh.
100 days. And I was, and I'm like, 100 days? Lord, is that you? Holy Spirit says, check the calendar. See when is 100 days? The 100 days ended the day before the event. The day before. And I was like, yep, that was the Lord. That was the Lord.
He wanted you in perfect step with him. Hey, quick interruption from this amazing conversation because I wanted to invite you to Wholeness in the Wilderness. This retreat has been stirring in my heart for months, and I truly believe God is gathering women who need rest, renewal, and room to breathe. From June 25th through the 28th, we'll be gathering near the California Redwoods and Oregon coast for a peaceful, spirit-led retreat focused on reconnecting with God, slowing down, and walking toward wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. There's something powerful that happens when women step away from the noise, sit around tables together, walk through nature together, worship together, and have honest conversations about where they are and what God is doing. If that sounds like something your soul needs right now, I'd love for you to come. You can find all the information at perspectivesintopractice.com. Just go up to the top and click retreat. Okay, back to the episode. So as you're sharing all of this, I'm sure that our friends listening are wondering, I'm hearing from the Lord and it's not looking the way that I thought it would be. And things are falling apart in ways that I am questioning myself. So in the middle of that, God gave you this for free. And then it seems like he took it away. And then God gave you this food person. And then it seems like he took it away. Mm-hmm. Were you struggling internally with like, is this Jesus or is this Sharika thing? Or did you just fully trust and go, you know what? It might not be what I think it is, but it's going to work out. Did like, tell us.
Okay. I absolutely struggled. And because I'm like, wait, am I trying to like, Lord, I thought you told me to do this. So why would these things be happening? And the consistent, I just kept hearing, trust me. And I was reminded of that initial conversation that, Lord, if you are telling me to do this, that everything will work out. And so I had to keep remembering that. So when things did look crazy and didn't go the way that you told me to trust you, I'm trusting you. And having that, it was hard. Because I will be having conversations about the event, knowing things are going on behind the scenes. But I'm like, I can't, I'm not speaking to that. I'm not, oh, I need the prayer warrior. No, I'm taking this to God, and God and I are going, I'm going to stay close to him. And a lot of times that's really all it's about. I've realized in this process, in this journey, that a lot of the things that he said to me and he's had me to go through is because he wanted to make sure that my mind was my face, my mind, my prayers, everything was geared, was catered to him and pointing to him and not on everything that was going on around me. And when things did come up, that I would take it back to him and not to my husband, not to my friends, not to the pastor, but taking it back to him because he's my father. And so that's, it was really lessons that he was teaching me. And I had to make sure that I was being open and receptive. And that was like, Lord, what is the lesson? Just please help me to get whatever this lesson is that I'm supposed to be learning in this process. It was not easy.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad. I'm not glad to hear that it was easy, but I'm glad to hear that through it all that you were completely dependent on him and that, you know, sometimes that level of dependence requires a deeper level of surrender than we expect, right? And so we think, oh, well, if God told us yes in this, well, then that everything's just going to work out and there's nothing else that I need to learn. But that's not always the truth. And when we lean into that, surrender is not easy, but it literally changes everything when we give it to him. And that's what we have to do. So what has it looked like to continue walking in obedience with him, even when it feels tricky or, you know, he asks you to do something new?
Still that surrender. So one of the things I needed to be reminded of is so many things that God has shown me. Idols that I made out of, you know, situations. I'm like, Lord, how am I in a house full of people, but I feel so alone? Because I want you to come to me and spend time with me. And honestly, even tests within my marriage. But when I went to God with it, he reminded me of Abraham and Isaac and how he tested Abraham because he wanted to make sure that he was first. And for me, it was God saying, who is it that you're putting first? You come to me praying to help them understand or help this to happen or help. But what about help me to grow, Lord? Help me to trust you more. Help me to increase my faith. Help me to fully surrender. Because sometimes we'll say, oh, I've surrendered, but you're still holding on to as long as within these parameters. Telling someone that four years ago now, when I was like, all right, Lord, I give up like whatever you want. I still didn't completely do it. I was like, however you want this to happen, whatever you want to me to do, but don't make me look crazy. Can you just not make sure I'm not embarrassed? And but it's still, that still wasn't complete surrender. And so now it's a little bit easier when the idea comes, when the thought happens, when something is said to move forward in it, even though I'm unsure, because I know that God will handle everybody else around and he'll take care of them. I just need to focus on him. And another thing that he's also said is that in strengthening me, when I take you to that next level, when I put you on that platform, people are going to talk about you. People are going to say things about you, and you need to be able to still hold on and withstand and not, you know, run in the corner crying every time somebody says something mean to me. And so, and I'm pruning you and preparing you for that right now. And it doesn't make it easier knowing that he's there, knowing that he's showing up. It doesn't always make it easier because it still hurts to be in that wilderness state, but it's your trust in him. And like we said, that's the time when we, a lot of times we don't want to pray. We don't want to have praise and worship, but that's the exact time we need to do it. I cannot count the number of times I'm like, okay, this is a praise and worship moment when I did not want to do it. Not at all. I just wanted to sit in my own misery and complain and want somebody to feel sorry for me, but I had to turn it on and have praise and worship, even with the tears streaming down and I could hardly get the words out. But I know that's what was required in that moment. And each time there was a peace that came, the situation didn't change, but there was a peace that came that I was like, all right, Lord, I can do it.
There are so many women that are in those seasons, the seasons where they feel alone and that God has asked them to do something, but they feel isolated or unsure. So what would you say to that woman, to our friends that are listening, who knows God is asking her to move forward, but she feels so unsure of the next steps?
Pray, load up on your intimate time with God, and reading your word, because the Bible is the living word. So while the scriptures do not change, what they mean to us can change based on the season that we're in. And I've realized this in reading certain scriptures over time, like, and sometimes it will speak to us in ways that gives us that confirmation, or we'll get a story or hear a parable and it's so relatable and we're like, okay. But the thing is, in a lot of, oftentimes that's our problem. Like, it's like, we know what he's saying to do, but because he only gave us that one step, it's like, oh, I'm waiting for direction. No, he gave you the one. That's all you needed was the one. And when you complete that one, then continue to stay in his presence and he'll give you the next. But a lot of times we get the one and we're like, oh, we get the one step and we know the vision or the promise and we try to fill in the middle and then it doesn't work. And we're like, what, Lord, remember you told me? No, I told you to do this one thing, just this one thing. But because I wasn't moving fast enough for the next thing, you decided to take the reins back and figure it out on your own. And so in remembering his timing is not our timing, and just really, really, really staying in his presence, because that's what's going to give you the peace when you don't understand why it doesn't look like what you expect. And that's also what's going to give you the instruction for the next step. And it's how you get to know him. You can't how do you recognize someone's voice? Like if your husband were to call you right now, you don't have to see him. You know his voice.
Yeah.
It's, you know, with your kids, with your loved ones, with your parents, your siblings, we know their voice. We look at other people who have identical twins and we're like, how do you know them apart? Because I know them. I have a relationship with them.
Yeah.
What's the same thing with God? When we have that relationship with him, we learn to know his voice. So when he does tell us to move, it's like, oh, that had to be God. Oh, God is telling me to, because if you move forward in that thing, fully believing this is what God is telling me to do, and for some reason you are mistaken, you are wrong, he will stop it.
Yeah.
He will make sure to stop it so that you don't go down that path. He's not going to stand there like, huh, let me wait and let them make a fool of themselves. He's not going to do that. He will stop it, but we just have to make sure that we're moving, allowing him to guide us throughout the process, because that's how he directs us.
Every single time. Mm. Sharika, this has been such an incredible conversation. I think what stands out to me so clearly in this is that the reminder that faith isn't about fully seeing the whole picture. We don't need to see the whole picture. It's just about trusting God in the next step and choosing obedience, even when it's uncomfortable, letting go of control, even when it stretches us, and believing that God really will meet us in every step of our journey, but we have to stay close to him. And your story is such a beautiful example of that. And I'm so thankful that you came here to share it. So as we wrap up, I want to ask you a question that I ask every guest on the podcast, and that is, what is one perspective that you would encourage listeners to apply today?
There's a perspective and a piece to remember with that. So I would say, if you're feeling God is calling you to do something and you're unsure, hit the gas and let God hit the brakes. But move, do something, because that's how we show our faith. Faith is in action. It's an active word. And so when we say, the Lord told me to do it, so I'm waiting for the instructions, he gave it to you, even if it was only the one. So hit the gas, let God hit the brakes, and remember, God is faithful.
Mm. Yes, he is. Friend, if you are in a season where God is asking you to move, even when it doesn't make sense yet, I hope that today has reminded you that you are not alone. God is faithful in every single step. He is present in the unknown, and he will meet you right where you are. And if this conversation stirred something in your heart, if you have a story of what God is doing in your life, I want to invite you to be a part of this. You can reach out to me at perspectivesintopractice.com and share your story. Tell me about it, because your story might be exactly what someone else needs to hear. And if this episode encouraged you, share it with a friend who you know needs to hear it as well. And remember, even small shifts in perspective can lead to big changes. Now go put those perspectives into practice. Talk to you next time.